Okay, let's take a look at the IEP improvement project on the Department of Education's website. So this link indicates the Massachusetts Individual Education Program Technical Guide, which is really a wonderful document that takes you through every single piece of that template. It's really helpful to walk yourself through that. It has every piece of that IEP document, and it explains it very well. So, you know, one of the major pieces, as we know, is that effective student and parent engagement, which is why on the document you're going to be indicating how you're doing that. You have sample Massachusetts high school and pre-K IEPs on here on the new template. I'm going to show you content on the old template, but you have the technical guide and the sample IEPs, plus your IEP from last semester to take a look at in terms of formatting. And you have other pieces of information on the IEP Improvement Project site so that you can make sure that you're really feeling good about each piece of the IEP. If you have any questions on that template, that technical guide is really helpful. It really does specify every area on that template and gives you really good information, and you should absolutely use that as you're going through your own document. In addition, we have the IRIS module. And the IRIS module link here is regarding challenging, ambitious, measurable annual goals. And so it's super important to make sure that you are very aware of what a SMART goal is. And so remember that your goal and your objectives have to make sense for the student's profile. And your goal needs to be measurable, your overall goal, as well as the objectives that are underneath it. So your goal needs to be specific, measurable, actively phrased, so the student is doing something. Also realistic and time limited. We want to make sure that we are giving a condition, what the child's doing, what the behavior is, what the performance criterion is, and the time frame in which it is happening. So this module brings your attention back to measurable goals that will align with your student's profile. So make sure you do look at your goals that you're thinking about for your student, and based on your student's profile, make sure that they're measurable, all in your objectives and the overall goal, and that these objectives can be completed within a general education setting. That's super important for this. Make sure you review both of these documents.